Short-term complications. We're going to look at the possible short-term complications of blood glucose fluctuations. These are things that can happen on a day-to-day basis. There are two main reasons short-term complications occur. Blood glucose can go too high, hyperglycemia, or blood glucose can go too low, hypoglycemia. High blood glucose can be a problem for anyone with pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes. Low blood glucose is only a problem for people diagnosed with type 2 diabetes who are prescribed either insulin or certain medications such as sulfonylureas. Hyperglycemia. Hyper means high, so hyperglycemia is high blood glucose levels. Hyperglycemia in type 2 diabetes is when blood glucose levels are higher than 7 millimoles per litre before a meal, i.e. when fasted, or above 8.5 millimoles per litre after a meal. In people with prediabetes, hyperglycemia is when blood glucose levels are higher than 5.9 millimoles per litre before meals, or above 7.8 millimoles after a meal. Persistently high blood glucose levels can potentially cause harm to the body, resulting in diabetes complications and poor health. The more regularly you have high blood glucose levels, the higher your future risk of developing longer-term complications. Possible causes of hyperglycemia include eating too much carbohydrate, starchy or sugary foods, illness, being ill can trigger your body cells to release extra glucose from storage into the blood. If you have been prescribed any diabetes medication, you need to continue taking it whilst ill. Being less active than normal, as less glucose is used for energy. Physical activity can also help glucose move into the cells without the need for as much insulin. Forgetting to take diabetes medication or taking it incorrectly. Not being prescribed a sufficient dose of diabetes medication. Or not being prescribed a medication you need. Being stressed, as stress hormones encourage the liver and muscle cells to release their storage of glucose back into the blood. Low quantity or quality of sleep, as this can cause an increase in stress hormones with the same result as being stressed. Hormones. Catecholamines, such as adrenaline, growth hormones, and corticosteroids can all cause an increase in blood glucose levels. Sometimes blood glucose may be raised in the morning when you haven't had anything to eat or drink for several hours. Why is this? It can occur for several reasons, such as any medication you're on has not adequately controlled the steady release of glucose from your liver whilst you've been sleeping. The natural release of growth hormones in the early hours of the morning may result in elevated blood glucose. The diabetes medication you are taking may have removed too much glucose from the blood, resulting in mild hyperglycemia. When this happens, the body deals with it by releasing additional glucose into the blood from the liver, but almost always overshoots, resulting in raised glucose levels. If you regularly have high blood glucose levels in the morning, then discuss this with your healthcare team, as you may need to experiment to make some changes, or you may need a medication review. How would you know if your blood glucose levels were too high? By recognizing the symptoms or testing your blood with a blood glucose monitor. If our blood glucose is elevated, what does our body do to try and return our blood glucose levels to normal? It tries to flush the excess glucose out of our body in our urine via our kidneys. Why can't our body just use the excess glucose for energy? Due to insulin resistance, we are unable to move sufficient glucose into the body's cell where it's needed. If the glucose can't enter the cell, it can't be used for energy. So what do you think the symptoms of hyperglycemia are? More frequent urination because our body is trying to remove the excess glucose in the urine. Increased thirst, as the frequent urination means we're losing more fluids. Reduced energy because despite the high amount of glucose in the blood, you're unable to move it into the cell to be used for energy. Urinary infections because the extra glucose in the urinary tract creates an environment that bacteria can thrive in. Delayed healing of infections, cuts and injuries because the excess glucose slows down the delivery of nutrients, oxygen and white blood cells to where they're needed. Blurred vision because day-to-day fluctuations in temporary high blood glucose can cause the lens of the eye to swell. How do you think we can treat hyperglycemia? It's easier to prevent hyperglycemia occurring in the first place. However, blood glucose levels may be brought back into a normal range more quickly by taking prescribed medication, doing some physical activity, or reducing or omitting carbohydrates in the next meal. What can we do to prevent hyperglycemia? Control the amount of carbohydrate we're consuming, take part in more physical activity, take diabetes medication as prescribed. We can continue to take any prescribed medication when ill. Take steps to reduce stress and to improve quality or quantity of sleep. Hypoglycemia. Hypo means low, so hypoglycemia is low blood glucose levels. And this is when blood glucose levels drop below 4 millimoles per litre. Although the lower level of normal blood glucose is 3.5 millimoles per litre, in people with diagnosed diabetes, this 4 millimoles per litre cut point provides an added safety margin. Is it only people with diabetes that can experience hypos? No, blood glucose levels can drop down to below 3.5 millimoles per litre in anyone with or without diabetes, and this would be classed as a mild hypo. This might occur when a meal is missed, for example, but this is not harmful as the body quickly responds by releasing glucose back into the blood from the stores in the liver. Hypoglycemia can be serious in somebody who is prescribed certain diabetes medications, namely sulfonylureas and/or insulin to regulate blood glucose levels. The medication or insulin will continue to be active, clearing glucose from the blood, even if blood glucose levels are already low. What are the symptoms of hypos? These will be different for different people, but common symptoms include shaking, sweating, confusion, tingling in the mouth, headaches, irritability, blurred vision, hunger, unsteadiness or dizziness, weakness, slurred speech, drowsiness, giddiness, bad temper. Possible causes of hypoglycemia in individuals who inject insulin or who take sulfonylureas include skipping a meal, delaying a meal, not eating enough carbohydrate at a meal, being more active than normal, taking too many tablets or injecting too much insulin, drinking alcohol on an empty stomach. Alcohol makes insulin work better and stops the liver releasing glucose. Hot weather can cause hypoglycemia in individuals injecting insulin, as the heat causes the insulin to be absorbed more quickly. So what's the quickest way to treat a hypo? A lot of people believe the best way is with milk, sugar, jam or chocolate, but these are slower releasing carbohydrates. Carbohydrates that have a high GI, such as cornflakes or white bread, are likely to act more quickly. But people may not be able to eat food when they are experiencing a hypo, and you wouldn't want to create a risk of choking. The quickest and safest way to treat a hypo is with pure glucose, because it is released into the blood immediately. Step 1. Take 15 grams of rapid-acting carbohydrate, e.g. glucosade, glucose tablets, or dextrose tablets. Other carbohydrate food and drink containing sugar and or starch will work, but not as quickly. Step 2. Monitor blood glucose. Ensure it's above 4 millimoles per litre and do not drive or operate machinery for 45 minutes, as it takes this time for the brain to recover. Step 3. You could have a meal or a snack containing carbohydrate. One portion is a slice of bread, 2 egg-sized potatoes, 2 digestive biscuits, or 15 grapes. If you still feel hypo, test your blood glucose and have an additional 15 grams of carbohydrate if your blood glucose remains below 4 millimoles per litre. If you cannot test your blood glucose, consume the extra carbs, but measure your blood glucose as soon as possible. How can you prevent hypos from occurring if you're at risk of them? Try not to miss or delay meals, not drinking alcohol on an empty stomach, if you drink alcohol, only doing so in moderation, eating enough carbohydrate to match physical activity levels or adjusting medication when being physically active, taking prescribed medication correctly, and if on insulin, adjusting doses in hot weather.